Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, April 6th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Pope John Paul II's death is allowing many to proclaim the gospel. A ministry in Africa is reaching out to needy children in Kenya, and two organizations are merging to help missionary kids. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As people around the world prepare for the funeral of Pope John Paul II, many are looking for comfort. Jack Shiflett is with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism. He says this pope was well-liked, so many people are talking about him. He says this is providing great evangelistic opportunities.
Anytime you have a prominent event like this in public, it's easy to bridge to the gospel, to begin to talk with people about eternal life, about what are the issues. I think it's going to afford opportunities for the gospel.
Shiflett says this discussion needs to take place as many claim Christianity but are completely unchurched.
Half of Western Europe is less than 1% evangelical, and that would be the same percentage that you would find in India or in Egypt. So we are trying to reach unchurched people, for the most part, secular people who've given up on Christianity.
Shiflett believes sympathy could be the vehicle to do that. Meanwhile, for 1 year, the powerful Word of God has been broadcast to Mandarin-speaking China through radio. Thanks to a partnership between the International Bible Society and Transworld Radio, the gospel is spreading in China. Peter Bradley is with IBS.
Most of the listeners are in the rural areas, and of course that's where the high illiteracy rate is in China. That's where it's so difficult to get Bibles into because the distribution network in that part of their country is pretty tough. And of course that's also where the growth is in Christianity. A huge growth in the number of new believers is in the rural areas.
The reports are encouraging. In a land known to persecute Christians, people are saying that God's Word is their food for survival. Bradley says that IBS is meeting that crucial need.
Our role really is to bring the gospel to these people, and they seem more than willing to meet with us, even though in some areas it might be a little risky.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In Kenya alone, 864 people aged 15 to 49 died daily from AIDS. It's projected that there will be over 2 million orphans by 2010. Those staggering statistics inspired missionaries with Africa Inland Mission to take action. They started the Shepherd's Little Lambs to help children with education, health care, food, and spiritual needs. The program now has 5 centers with 25 staff who reach out to 250 children, offering hope that can only come through Christ. Meanwhile, Grace Ministries International is praising God for new facilities in Kabwe, Zambia. Since they purchased the building, a number of short-term mission teams spent hours remodeling it. Besides providing space for a bookstore, reading room, computer classroom, and offices, Grace Ministries also has a meeting room for church services. Pray that many of the British farm owners, English-speaking Zambian government officials, and businessmen will attend and come to salvation in Christ. And two organizations in two different countries are now one, and their goal is to serve missionary kids overseas. Kids Zone International is the new name for the merger of the Kids Ministry of Wycliffe Associates in the U.S. and Kids Club of Wycliffe Associates in the United Kingdom. Wycliffe Associates, Bruce Smith.
We've decided it's time to pool our resources and put both of these programs together. We're calling it Kids Zone International. And basically, it's just a ministry to the missionary children of these families so that we can give them some spiritual input, some renewal of their own, a time for them to have fun together, but also to be spiritually focused.
It typically comes in the form of vacation Bible school. Smith says volunteers are needed to help these unique kids.
These are kids that are in an environment naturally where they're much more aware of the need for salvation and the evangelistic intent of this whole ministry. But at the same time, they have to come to a point personally where they make that decision for themselves.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.